tonight. We've got a lot of talent here because we're raising up this church the right way. We have been called to make disciples of people here. We're not interested in you saying a sinner's prayer as much as we're interested in you becoming a child of God and becoming a word person, because Christians do not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. Amen? And we're going to share just a little of that tonight. We were in the other room, and Bob came up to me and said, "Well, Pastor, what's your title of your message?" And I thought, and I just said a few things that I was going to do, and Michelle said, "Why don't you just call it 911? So this is 911. Amen? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you that the word works in any season, at any time. Thank you for the powerful believers, disciples that we're raising up in this place." And everyone said amen. Now, if you would turn with me to Proverbs chapter 18, and I'm going to read verse 21 out of there. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. I have way more Bible verses that I can possibly read, but I want to give you a taste of this word. And the word says this in Proverbs 18 and 21. "Death and life are in the power." Everybody say power. Now I'm going to start again. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Amen. Now, let's go back to the book of beginnings, the beginning of the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 1. Man was made in the image of God, after his likeness. We were made to do like he does. Now, the word says in John chapter 4, Jesus told the woman at the well, "God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." That means in spirit, you got to flow in the spirit, and you've got to know the word. If you want to worship God, you have to become a word person. Amen? All right. So what we see in Genesis chapter 1 is the way that God created the world. God spoke, and the world was created. Yeah. Now, believe it or not, if we're Christians, we will learn to speak God's word in the predicaments of life every day. And there are a few, you've got to do as David said, "Lord, your word have I hid in my heart, so that when things get rough, that's what comes out of me. Or when there's a need of direction in my life, the word of God is going to come out of me. I'm going to learn and know my direction, know my fate, and know my power, know whether or not I should marry this person, or if I should buy this vehicle or this house, or should I be yoked with this person or not?" And if we learn to fashion ourselves and make us do what the word wants us to, we'll never fail. Now, let me share something with you. People get divorced. That's just the way it is. Can I get an amen? Amen. And that's not the end of your life. That could be your next opportunity where God says, "Look, I'm going to help you. We're going to start all over again." I look out here, most of the people in here have been divorced. And we are not against divorce. This is the divorce church. Now, please work with me here. Because what we have to realize is this: we're living in the last days. Herein lies the patience of the saints. Saints, what we have found out, can get in bad situations. Satan is throwing everything at everybody that he can because he knows his time is short. So what do we do? There's never a time in the Word of God where we see that God is not able to help his children. And children are not decided by saying a prayer or putting your name on a chair at church. Do you love God? Does he know you? Depart from me. I never knew you. We got to reckon with that. Do we know God? And does God know us? Because all this other stuff, I'll tell you, I was in euphoria at the age of 19 when I got saved. I said, man, am I on another trip? Because Jesus just came into my heart. I felt so light. I felt things cleansing, that cleansing power. He actually got me down and started pulling chains off of me and changing my life. I think the greatest disappointment of the early days of my salvation was to realize I still had the capability and the desire and the will and the opportunity to sin. Okay? So see, if we get everything straight, that's the best chance that people are going to get it right. Amen? And this is a message, 911, why? Because we're in an emergency situation. There is not one biblical verse that is holding back the rapture of the church. And we know, Jesus said this, take a lesson from the fig tree. And when you see these things begin to happen, when you see them begin to happen, look up. He's coming. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, we will be changed and caught up. Jude shows us coming back with Jesus during the second coming of Jesus back to the earth, which is not the rapture. It's 7 years after the rapture. It says he's coming back with an innumerable amount of his children. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be dismayed. If I'm going away, I'm coming back. And I'm going away to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm satisfied with just the cottage below, a little silver, a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one that's silver. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that great land. Woo! I'm going to tell you something. I like new cars and barbecue, but I'd give up both of them. I'm ready to go. When do you want to go? On the first truck out of here. I remember Casey one night, we were speaking and I was shaving and she was just a little girl. She goes, Daddy, is God really coming back to get all of us? I said, yes, sweetheart. Yeah, I was shaving. She said, well, he must have a very big truck. I said, he does. Now, what I want to share with you, and I'm just going to give you a few verses here. I'm going to share for a few minutes. Is that okay? Let's look at, I'm going to share with you some verses, everyday verses. How many of you would say, in your life, something could come up every day where I need God's help? Now, I'm going to say this again. You're not a Christian because 50 years ago you said a prayer. You're a Christian because man does not live by bread alone. Man, the kind saved people live by the Word of God. That means you can't live by what you don't know. And as I say, anybody that has a smartphone today is a theologian. You can know the Latin version. You can learn you can know the Chaldean version, the Hebrew meaning, the Greek meaning. You can know it all. And so there really isn't any excuse. And thank God, you're going to need it if you're going to be a believer. Can I get an amen? How many of you realize that? You can't get by on scheming and shucking and jiving. You better know the word, and you better be directed and make your decisions by the word of God. This is a word church. I'm a word preacher, and I've had my failures and disappointments and sins, and I've bless God, I've come through it all. I'm 70 years old. I'm looking forward to being 48 years married to this woman right here, August the 10th at this year at 2 p.m. California time. I married this young lady in 1974, and it's been a blast ever since. Look here. If you stay married for 48 years, you done did something. You had to know a little something about the Word of God. Amen? And you got to pick the woman that will put up with your nonsense. No, there's a microphone there. You just pick it up. I think it's turned on. Just amen me. You want to say anything yet? Okay. So we're going to look at some verses that everybody should know. They should be in your heart. Give me Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. In the King James language, that's 21. Okay, there it is. What shall we say to these things? What things? All the blankety blank that comes up in your life every day. See, how can God expect you to never sin again if the tempter is still here and he's still flubbing you up and he comes to do three things according to John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy your life. He wants to destroy you. And we want to keep from that happening. I have a tendency to wake up small children when they're sleeping. Now, look here. What shall we say to all the junk that happens every day in our life? How many of you know all the junk that's going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. But I'm ready for it. I wake up ready for it. And when I get off track, I look to the Lord, my Father. Jesus said, from henceforth, you won't pray to me. You're going to pray to my Father in my name. And anything that you pray for, God's going to give you. That, by the way, that never stops at any point. At any point while we are on this earth. We're in a very exciting study on Sunday morning about, in the book of Revelation about end time events. How many of you woke up and realized one day, dear God, I'm still able to sin? I mean, come on, the rest of you, you're just not being honest. All of the sin scriptures of the New Testament are written to Christians, not sinners. There's only one message to the lost person. And it's summed up in a song. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And it was on that old cross that the dearest and best for a world of lost people was slain. That's the only message. There's only one message to a lost person. Get saved before you die. Get saved quickly. Serve the Lord. I was already washed up at the age of 19. I was already demonized, drugized, drug, sex, and rock and roll. Up until just a few weeks ago, around Christmas, I've never had my hair this short since I was a baby. If I wanted to see my hair this short, I had to look at my baby pictures. And I'm growing it back as fast as I can. Pray for me. I'm hoping it'll still all. I don't know how that's going to work out. But anyhow, if God be for us, who can be against us? I don't, look at me, everybody. I don't care what you did. if you love God. You know what the truth of the matter is? People, well-meaning people, can do things they shouldn't do because there is a tempter. Now, I want you to know in the next life, he will be thrown into the lake of fire. There will be no more tempter. And we're going to live in peace. And it's at that time in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, I believe, where Jesus says, at this point, I'm going to wipe away all your tears. We're going to take care of all your problems. Life is going to be different up there. Now, I don't know why God did this, but he said there is no marriage up in heaven, so that may help a lot of us. I mean, I don't know. Amen? There is no. It's a different, according to Jesus Christ, there's a different twist to everything up there. I think we'll like it. How about you? Oh, really? You have anything to say yet, hon? If God be for us, now, for everyone that said the sinner's prayer and meant it, and you begin to digest the word of God, Peter said this, earnestly desire the first milk, that is the colostrum of the word of God, so that you can start to grow. See, you're not going to grow as a Christian by attending good church services. Not even by hearing good messages. It's when you take that word and you own it and it's yours and you plant it in your heart as God told Joshua. You want to make it? You want to make it with me? On this word, you will meditate on this word day and night. That means you'll think about this. You'll recite these. You'll consider, how does this, I just had something happen to me. My wife, bless her poor little old heart, she almost pulled a Kelly. She said, oh, my God, there's a cop coming up behind me. Well, it's just now happened. She said, is he after me, husband? I looked back. I said, I don't know, but how fast are you going? She slowed down. Now, he wasn't after her that time. I think she's only had one ticket in her whole life, and that was a terrible. She was pregnant with Kelly when it happened. And that unfair policeman, if I'd have been there, I'd have been arrested, picking on my dear little old pregnant wife. Didn't turn a turn, yeah. But anyhow, here's the first thing. If you're born again, what does it mean to be born again? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears me knocking and opens up, see, then I'm going to come into him. And I will begin, that person will develop a hunger for the word of God. If that hasn't happened to you, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Every baby that lives wants that colostrum, wants that first milk, and they begin to grow. If you're a believer, I mean a bona fide believer, not a bona fide church attender, but that's also part of it. For God himself has placed each member in the body as it pleases him. God has a church for everybody to be in, to be involved in. If you've done that, if you've heard God knock at your heart's door and you just opened up and surrendered as the last song we sung, I surrender all, that's your starting place with God. Let me tell you, to a great degree, God is with you. If God be for us, Satan can't stand against you. Amen. If you know the next verse to go to, there's got to be a next verse. And you not only just need to know it, you need to do it. Be ye not hearers of the word only, deceiving your own self, but be doers of the word of God. If you hear and do the word of God, you will not be defeated by Satan. It's impossible to defeat a child of God. It's an impossibility. If it's a true child of God that's trying. Now, I also, we are not obligated to sin every day. But this man, we've got a tempter here, don't we? And he's just right there. And some we wake up and sometimes we're moody. And we have to try not to go by our moods, but by the word of God. Start every morning. Dedicate yourself to God every morning. Say, Lord, just this morning, I want you to know this morning, into your hands I commit my spirit. As Jesus said from the cross, I say to you from my living room right now, I want to live for you today, Lord. Help me. I need help. I can't do it on my own. See, that's the kind of, that's what David said. That's how David prayed. Okay? Now, if God be for you, who can be against you? Not only won't they succeed, but they can't even keep up with you. If you're doing the Word of God, or at that point when you finally do the Word of God, I just found out somebody that I dearly love and miss. I said, man, I sure miss them. I wonder how they're doing. And somebody just said, drugs. Larry, people relapse, don't they, brother? People relapse. You got to get a hold of this. There's more than one way to relapse. It's not just substance abuse. It's temper abuse. It's lust abuse. It's having to always be right. It's not being able to turn the other cheek. See, these are things that God points us at. Now, I want you to work at this, child of God. All of these things. Sometimes we get tired on waiting on the promise. Promises that we believe he has made. I believe God has made promises in this room. Many promises in this room. What you have to realize is this. Now, beyond being a born-again believer, you can't, for instance, want to punch somebody. If you say, God, I want to punch them, God's going to say, now, I'm not with you on that one. Don't do that. Or, I'm overextended, but I'm going to buy that anyway because I like to buy stuff. And you run yourself into debt. God's not with that. A great truth is that this here, everybody that I love, I know. And everybody that I love, I correct them as a father corrects his children. The highest essence of what you're called is a child of God, a child of the Most High God. And Jesus said the only proper way to pray is our Father, my Father, who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give me this day my daily bread. And man does not live by bread alone. God has fresh manna from heaven for your heart, a fresh word for you to put inside of you to make part of your life so that you can make successful decisions. And there is nothing better than when you can see it God's way. Now, Frank Sinatra, I don't know if you can hear me. I know you've passed away, but I'm not doing it my way. I'm doing everything I can to do it his way. Can I get an amen? That's the only way that's going to work. We have to realize that we have to fashion our lives by what we know about the Word of God, what God says. Owe no man nothing. Turn the other cheek. Forgive. Don't judge. Man, I don't want to tell you my sins. There's a bunch of them. What am I doing? I'm working on them. And I don't want to know yours either. I'm confused enough with my own little picnic basket. But we should be working on it. Christians are not sinless. Jesus did not say, depart from me because you sinned too many times. He said, depart from me because I never knew you. You were always too busy. You were always too much of a smarty pants, and you were going to do it your way. And you wouldn't listen for my way. Now, I'm not preaching to please you or to make you laugh. I'm preaching to get into your heart. Behold! I'm knocking at your heart's door. Somebody in this small crowd, God wants a bigger piece of you. Somebody that's hearing this, God's, how many, is any of this ringing your bell, helping you? Amen. Let's look at some more verses. What to do when we get in trouble. Put up Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22 in the King James, and God bless the people in the sound booth. I'll tell you why. I didn't give them a list of words. I just said, I don't know which ones. I've got a bunch of these here. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. This woman, it says in the Gospel of Luke, she spent all the money she had, all the extra money on physicians, and she suffered some weird things that they wanted her to do to try to stop this flow of blood, and it didn't work. Nothing worked. And she heard Jesus was walking by. I'm telling you right now, up in the aisles of this church, Jesus is walking by people right now. Jesus wants to talk with you right now. And she touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself, or she said to herself, you know, we're always talking to ourselves, even if we're whacked out and crazy. We talk to ourselves. People talk to themselves. Now, be careful what you answer back, but we talk to ourselves. But this woman said within herself, she spoke, let there be light. Let there be stars. Let us create man in our own image after our own likeness, so on and so forth. She spoke, and she said to herself, and there was a crowd there. And she had to press through that crowd. Probably had to get on her knees. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can touch the anointing, I'm going to be healed. And it ain't going to cost me anything but just believe in him. Just take in God for who he says he is. So when you talk to yourself, say the right thing to yourself, as this woman did. Can you imagine being afflicted with something for 12 years? Anything. I know people that have been afflicted with things all their life. And you just got to love them. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Jesus turned around about him, and when he saw that woman, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole in that hour. Let me share something with you. You can't make it on my faith. You have to make it on your own faith. Before I was ever a minister, which happened when I was 25 years old, I was a word person. I was a person that saw miracles, unexplainable things happen in my life. They didn't happen because I was a minister. They happened because I was a believer. They happened because I had the word of God in my heart. And they'll happen for you. They'll happen for anybody. God is no respecter. And I will be made whole. I'm telling you that today, anywhere that you are, you can touch the hem of his garment. You can touch him. It was bought on the cross. Your ability to get to know God and to touch God and to touch him. Tonight, there may be somebody that God wants to help you tonight. So just be encouraged. And wow, I'm just going to share a few. I have so many of these. I'll be glad to give this paper to somebody. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the word of God says this. If any person is in Christ, they're a new creation. You know, when the devil comes to tell you about what you did, remind you of your past, remind him of his future, because he's going to the lake of fire. And he's the only one named so far that we know for sure he's going to the lake of fire. Try reminding him of that. I am a new creation created in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I'm a child of God. Therefore, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm going to make it through this. Philippians 4:13. Put it up there if you would, please. These are key verses that I've lived for many years. I can do all things. You got to watch what comes out of your mouth. You can't be saying, I can't make it. You can't be saying that. Not if you want to live. Not if you want to live victorious. You can't say that. And you know what? You don't have to prove anything to anybody. If people don't want to hear your view on your life, just shut up and don't tell them. And be around people. We want to hear it here. That's why we have all these songs. That's why we have all these testimonies. Because, see, we're here to grow you any way we can. The best way we can is for us to give our lives for you and to be honest with you. You ever notice that about this church? We're just honest. We make mistakes. We get forgiven. You can love God and make terrible mistakes. You just have to get back to God as soon as you can. Don't take a lifetime. I would say that now is not a good time to take a backsliding vacation, because Jesus could come back and call us home in the rapture. And there is no Bible verse preventing that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you say, God, it doesn't look good right now, but where else can you go? You got to go through it. Amen? If it's a storm, Jesus said, get into the boat. We're going across. Well, a big storm came up. That didn't stop what Jesus said. They still went across. And every one of them disciples, and they were afraid. They were concerned about it. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You got to know that. Anything that comes up, I always tell believers when they ask me, am I going to make it through this? Yes, you are. Philippians 4:19. I'm going to tell you something. This works. If we could put Philippians 4:19 up there, the Word of God says this in Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all of your need. Look at me. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. My God shall supply all of your need, not according to what you have, but according to what he has. What does he have? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein, and the silver is mine, the gold is mine, the cattle on 1,000, it's all mine. It all belongs to me. And if I can find somebody that I can connect with, I'm going to give some of that to them. Blessings are going to come to you. Healings that your doctor said could not happen will happen to you. Deliverances, problems with people, with relationships, with jobs will disappear because God will do what he says. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by the finished work of the cross. That's where your healing was bought. That's where your success was bought. On that hill far away stood an old rugged cross. That's where your answer today has happened. Proverbs 28:1. Can you put that up there? It's a good verse. Proverbs 28:1. Says this. The wicked flee when nobody's chasing them. I'm telling you, I live by this verse. I refuse to get upset. I said, now wait a minute, Mr. Devil. I'm talking to the one that's headed for the lake of fire. You're the only one that we know for sure. Nobody else is named. You're going to the lake of fire. I want you to know that only the wicked flee when nobody's even pursuing them. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. And the word says in Hebrews 4:18, let us enter boldly. Yeah. into the throne room of grace, that we can find help when we need it, whenever we need it. If we need it 100 times a day, if we need it 1,000 times a day, if you believe him and take him at his word and activate the word of God, if you act on the word every time. Brother Autry Davis, I don't know if you knew him, Mom. Brother Autry Davis, Scranton Holiness preacher, lived to be about 94, 95, something like that. He used to say, Brother Angelo, God can heal anybody of anything if you can get him to take your case. What we have to do, you got to know God. You don't want to get in the line and find out that he says, depart from me, I never knew you. You want to settle that every day for the rest of your life. You need to know that's what we're talking about. That's what it takes to going to heaven. It's not a person that hasn't sinned, but we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And if you read the directives in the New Testament letters to the church, they're talking to churches and sins in churches. Deplorable things. Paul said to the Corinthians, man, there's some things going on here I don't even want to mention. They're so out of it. I'm going to pick one more of these here. I'll tell you. Put up Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. If anybody wants this, I'll just give it to you. Make copies for somebody else if anybody wants a copy. I don't know how many. There's several on here. But they that wait upon the Lord. Now, what does that mean? The bigger the decision, the more the weight. You don't just buy. I'm just going to tell you. We live debt-free. We have for many years. You don't just buy something because you want it. There's got to be more reason than that. See, you want to do things right if you can. And here's what right is. They that wait upon the Lord, if you're making a decision on anything, well, let me sleep on it. People, have you ever noticed? No, they want you to make that decision right now. The advertising public today. Don't make that decision right now. Anything that it's got to be done right now today, I'd pass it up if I was you. Because there's always another one coming. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, if you wait on God, you ever make decisions when you're weary and you just make a decision just to be making it? Now, if that's just about buying a loaf of bread, that's one thing. But if that's about buying a new house or a different house or moving somewhere else, going into a new school district, a new job, if I was you, I'd wait on the Lord and let him renew your strength. Let him get a hold of you where you hear him. Because if you'll do this, you'll hear from God. What if the next 10 prayers that you prayed came to pass because you waited for God to tell you what to pray, how to pray, what to believe in? That's how the Bible and salvation truly works. Mom, Virginia, right there, she didn't live to be old enough to be my mother by accident. It was by the word of God. Because man does not live by bread alone. By having the right whatever, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Never make big decisions when you don't feel good. When you feel weary, wait. I'm coming to the close of this message right now. I'm just going to close it, and I'm going to ask you. There's a trillion things that could have been going on in your head. There's one thing I want to know. and I'll gladly live with your. Does anybody feel like something has been said here? There's an area where you want a breakthrough. There's an area where you want to do something different. If there is, I want you to come and put your hand on this pulpit. And if there's not, that's fine. Anybody that wants, saying, I think I see where I could do better. I want to know what God says. I want to know the Word of God better. Come and put your hand right there. I want God to help me. I want to be a true believer. Just put your hand there. Put your hand on somebody close by there. And you, I'm not looking to find somebody. I mean, if you've got enough of that, why would you come up for any more? I'm not going to judge anybody. But if you're saying, I need some help for God's sake. I need to start doing things right. I need to put the Word of God in my heart and get every day that God has for me. Every situation. Is this it? That's fine. I'm going to get right up here. You just touch that pulpit. What is that for? Because there's an anointing on that pulpit. Father, in Jesus' name, for those that are gathered here around this pulpit, I just pray right now. And I believe and declare that you're helping them. And Lord, you know why they're up here. And Lord, I don't even want to know why they're up here. I just want them to be helped. That's what Pastor Kelly wants. That's what all the deacons and all the leaders want. Help these people, folks. In the mighty name of Jesus. For with man, it may not be possible, but with God, all things are possible. Say with me, with God, all things, all things, all things are possible. God bless you. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Pastor Kelly, come and close this service out for us. You just found the Word. That's what you're supposed to do. If it touches you and you act on it, you just acted on the Word. You can remember the day that you came and you touched that pulpit. Oh, Cal, Dad loves you so much. You're the spitting image of me. You're not as mean as me. But you're wonderful.
Give me time.
I'm so proud of you, Kelly. This hasn't been easy for you. These 3 years have not been easy years. I can tell you this here, sweetie. I believe there's better years ahead. I think that you had some breakthroughs in many, many areas. We love you, and you're doing a great job. Mother, yeah, come and give your daughter a hug and let her know that we love her. And she's doing great. God bless, God bless, God bless.
Well, I said no crying, but I knew I was going to have a little one today. Y'all stand to your feet. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we just thank you for the Word that was brought forth tonight. Lord, our help comes from you. Lord, it doesn't come from anywhere else. So, God, we thank you for that help. We thank you for that provision, God, and that favor, Lord, that breakthrough that you have for us in this week. God, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability, God, and the power to be a blessing to everyone around us. So, God, I ask that you'd use us this week to do just that. God, for every inmate in Logan County, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, God, that when they walk out of there, God, they walk out of there saved, God. Lord, for every street in Logan County, I just ask you right now to saturate it with who you are. Lord, and I thank you for the week that you have for us. God, you've got nothing but good for us in this week. So, Lord, we claim it, we believe it, and we praise you for it, God, in Jesus' name, amen.